This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the basics of survivor benefits. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Saulnier, a certified financial planner, and welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
And this week, we are actually covering a topic that someone emailed us about, and you can contact us right here on the blog at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com if you have a question. And
that's our second email, by the way.
Yes. Last week, we had an email that prompted a topic, and here we are again. We have not yet talked about survivor benefits. So this person wrote to us and asked, they are widowed currently and approaching age 60. And had heard that they can file for survivor benefits at age 60. And they also go on to mention that they are still working. So they had a few questions about this. So the first question is quite straightforward. Yes, survivor benefits, which are available to you if you were married at least 9 months to someone who was eligible to receive a Social Security benefit, you have a right to what are called survivor benefits. And those survivor benefits typically become available to you when you reach age 60. So that is 2 years earlier than the typical eligibility age for retirement benefits or spousal benefits. So this is a slightly different case with survivor benefits. So yes, she could file for survivor benefits at age 60. However, you typically have the right to receive 100% of your deceased spouse's benefit, whatever they were receiving. But that is, much like the rules with retirement benefits, dependent upon your age somewhat. You have a right to 100% only after you have reached your own, what's called full retirement age. Now, for survivor benefits, that full retirement age is actually calculated a little bit differently than full retirement age for retirement benefits. This can be very confusing. Survivor benefits kind of are in their own little space, their own class, and have some of their own calculations.
We like to use the analogy that survivor benefits are walled off from your retirement benefits. They're a separate and distinct benefit, whereas spousal benefits, if this person hadn't died, more intertwined. If you file for spousal benefits early, you can permanently damage the ability to collect your own benefits because of the deeming factor and having them reduced. But survivor benefits all by themselves in their own little room. And that's why the person who emailed us, who was a woman, we can say, she could collect early if she wanted to, but the next part of her, collect her survivor benefits early at age 60. But first of all, Chris, they will be reduced. Mm-hmm. But she's also working, and she was wondering, does the employment offset, if I keep working, mm-hmm. the earnings offset, will it apply to survivor benefits?
And the answer is yes. So just to make sure we're all up to speed here, the fact that she files at 60, she's considered to be filing early, and thus the benefit she otherwise would receive, the 100% benefit, is going to be reduced. And at her age, just to let you know, that reduction is about 28.5%. The calculation you can take a look at. We'll put some information up in the resources section of our blog site, HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. But if you have a complicated survivor calculation question, you might want to just email us. But again, back to the employment situation. She's continuing to earn. She implies that she doesn't plan to quit her job when she reaches age 60. She'd like to let her own benefit continue to grow as she works, but she doesn't want to leave her survivor benefit on the table if she has the right to it. She has the right to it, but because she would be filing before her full retirement age, which for her would be age 66, she is going to be exposed to the earnings test. That earnings test in 2014, she can earn a maximum of $15,480. That number changes every year, so that's the number in 2014, before she's offset, meaning for every dollar she earns over the $15,480, they will offset 50 cents of, or half that amount of, her survivor benefit. So if she's making substantial money, any survivor benefit she might have the right to will go away.
True. What I wanted to add, though, one thing before we close the blog, and this is an important part of survivor benefits. Let's assume, Chris, for the sake of argument, she wasn't working. She had wanted to collect at 60. She can. Her survivor benefits will be reduced 28.5% to 71.5% of what she would have been entitled to. But it will not reduce her own personal retirement benefit.
Correct.
That is so important for our listeners to know. Remember, survivor benefits are walled off from retirement benefits. What you do to collect survivor does not impact retirement, or conversely, what you do to your retirement does not impact your survivor benefit. Once you, I guess without trying to sound cruel, if her husband had still been alive, she wouldn't have this flexibility. She wouldn't even be able to file for a spousal benefit at 60. She would have to be 62. And if she filed for her spousal benefit at 62, it would permanently reduce her own benefit.
Correct.
But because he had passed away and she is now a survivor, it's walled off. She can collect as early as 60, albeit collecting 28.5% less, but she can. Mm-hmm. And it will not affect her personal benefit. She could file for her personal benefit at age 70 and let it grow all the way up to age 70.
That's effectively switching from her survivor benefit to her own benefit. And that's a very common technique.
Correct. So survivor benefits you can claim early as 60, and it will not impact your own personal retirement benefit. That is probably the biggest takeaway we want our listeners to know today.
So those are some of the basics on survivor benefits. We will probably get into some more complicated scenarios in the future. But if you have any questions, just let us know right here at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. We will talk to you next week.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.